June 15th, 2015. This is our Freedom Formula Accelerator group coaching call. Welcome. I see that Meryl is here so far. I'm going to unmute your mic, Meryl, and see what questions you have, if anything.
Hey, Dana, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. Been busy with Mary today, and we did a run-through with the script. And,
Yay.
Two questions came up that we both wanted to ask you. One, let me just pull this back up here. I'm just getting your paperwork. I was noticing that it was easy to get really lost, even though we have the script in front of us. She was giving me questions about the pricing package. And we were wondering together, how would one customize a pricing package at the moment? Cause she was, and I kind of thought that might be a little advanced for us at the moment, so you have to let us control it a little bit.
It's a great question.
Well, that was one question. Thank you.
Okay. What's the second question?
And then the other question was, she had mentioned to me on my own modalities list, and this strictly applies to me, nobody else, but she had felt, and you had actually helped me develop a modalities list, that I was putting out way too many computer programs. And I suggested to her that maybe what I should do when I'm describing this is hearkening back to the information I gained from the consultation and saying, gee, since you're only interested in this case, example, Word and Excel, just know that there's other training programs I offer, but that the Word and Excel is what we will mostly concentrate on. I mean, of course, we figured that out after I had done the initial kind of role play with it. She said she initially, when she saw it, all the listings of my packages, she felt that was like way too much and was confusing to her. So I said, well, Dana helped develop that, so she may want to have all our services out there, but maybe we should actually talk about how that would be presented. So that's the question. That question comes down to how should that information be presented?
Okay, I'll come back and look at that in just a moment. And let's start with the first question. And by the way, welcome, Mary. I see that you're with us. Your mic is not turned on at the moment, just so we have less background sound. And so customizing price packages. So whip out whatever you take notes on so that we can have a little chat about this. So the reason that we customize is when one of the three packages isn't already a fit. And let me mute Meryl's mic so he can take notes without worrying about making noise. And so ideally, we want people to stick with one of the three choices in front of them. That's just because it makes less work for us, because it's easier when everybody fits into one of three choices. It's harder once you start having a lot of clients who have customized packages, because it's hard to memorize all the differences that everybody has. Now, when you're just starting out or you don't have as many clients, it's easier to manage. And so I always tell people, especially in the beginning, to just be open to customizing whenever somebody needs it. And, you know, if the rule of thumb is, if somebody wants to work with you, if the desire is there, do what it takes to make it happen. Figure out a way, some way, that they actually get to work with you. And so people will have different reasons that one of the three packages doesn't fit them. And so one of the questions you ask people when you're looking at the packages, when they're looking at your menu, and they might be humming and hawing and they're not certain. And one of the things that's written in the script is for you to say, by the way, we can customize a package for you if need be. You know, these initial three packages can just be a jumping off point so that you can see what normally goes in packages. And sometimes what I'll ask people is, I'll re-ask that question, which is the first question when you're about to switch into phase three, which is making your offer. So phase two, you're doing all the root causes mapping and helping people uncover what's actually getting in the way of them getting what they want. That transitional sentence, when you move into phase three, which is offering your services, is you say, so if I can help you reach goal A, goal B, and goal C, is that something you'd be curious about? Well, by the time that we're looking at the menu, and there might be some humming and hawing and they're not certain, I might end up saying to them, well, so are you really excited, or do you really want goal A, goal B, and goal C? Is that something that's important to you? And they'll say, yeah. I'll say, okay. Where there's a will, there's a way. That's what I'll say to people. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you want to get these results, if you want to reach goal A, goal B, and goal C, we'll create a way to make this work. We'll get creative. And then you start to customize. And when you're customizing, you're asking them things like, and you might have already started asking them, what are your hesitations? What are your concerns? And there's a few different concerns that people tend to have in general. First concern that we'll address today is price. Some people say, I can't even afford the smallest package. Or I can, for those of you that don't have payment plans listed on your menu, they might say, I can't do $2,000 at once right now. In which case you can say, oh, let's create a payment plan. So when price is the issue, when money is the issue, when money is the hesitation, the first thing you do is create a payment plan. And if that's already listed on the page, then the second thing you would do is create a different payment plan. So let's say your smallest package is $97 a month, and somebody says, actually, I don't have $97 a month to spare right now. Then you can say, all right, how about if we create a different payment plan for the gold package, that smallest package? What if we make it $75 a month or $47 a month? How would that go? And so now, keeping the same small package, you're not changing what's in the package, you're just stretching out the payment plan, letting them pay maybe take 25% off or take 50% off, right? It's either $75 or $50 a month instead of $100. And try that out first and see if it works for them. Sometimes that solves the problem, and that customization alone is enough for them to get started. Other times, they may not have it in their, sometimes, there may be, and it's up to you, there may be times you need to take it down to $25 a month so that they can get started. For some folks, that may be necessary. And it's up to you if you want to do that, because it does take 75% off the ticket price. And one of the things that I'm cautious of is I don't tend to allow people to use a service if they haven't prepaid for it first. So if it's a direct service where there's going to be live interaction with me, especially if it's one-on-one or private, I don't tend to suggest that you let people take that service when they haven't fully paid it yet. So for example, if it's the group class, if your smallest package is a group class, then maybe you're fine letting them pay $25 a month, and then instead of taking 6 months to pay it off, it's going to take 2 years to pay it off. Unless their income improves at some point in the future, which for some of you, since you're helping them in business, it does. and then they can increase their payments. So if it's a group class, you might think, okay, that's not taking up a lot of my one-on-one time. I'm comfortable with reducing the price down to 50% off or down all the way to $25 a month, and they can attend the six-month course, and they can pay it off over 2 years. And you might add like one or two extra payments on because you're giving them such a long payment plan, it's like adding interest. So instead of taking 2 years to pay it off, it's 2 years and 2 months of $25 a month. Once it starts getting into your middle or top package where you have to give one-on-one private services to the person, I tend to suggest that you don't give an extended payment plan while giving them the service up front, meaning that you give them six months worth of one-on-one sessions, or however many sessions you do initially in your package, and then they pay you off over 2 years or a year or whatever. The reason I don't normally suggest that is that people can just not pay you, but they've already taken your service. And so when you're just starting out, you can definitely do that because it's right now good for you to have practice at doing your free consults, getting a sign-up, and then delivering services to that sign-up. And if they don't end up paying you all of the extended payment plan and you take that hit or that loss, it's not as big of a loss because it's giving you something that's also valuable to you, which is practice. Practice at every step of that path. Giving the free consults, getting the sign-ups, starting to serve a client, all of that is good practice. And so right now, as you're starting out, if somebody needs an extended payment plan and it's for one of your larger packages, you can definitely go ahead and do that in exchange for knowing that some people might go ahead and pay you all the way through to the end of the payment plan and other people might not. And it's okay because you're still getting practice and it's worth it. Later on in business, what I would suggest is, or what I would do myself for my business, is if they want to do those private sessions, but they can't do the payment plan, one of the things to do is to try to encourage them to take a smaller package. So, they want the big, juicy package, but they can't afford it. Well, then try to get them to go into the middle or smaller package. Some people are really insistent of it's only the biggest package or nothing. That I'm only interested in the top package. I don't want group. I only want private sessions with you, period. But I can't do this payment plan. So if you're going to make that customization or adjustment and it's later on in your business and you're not willing to take that risk of they might not pay you, then what you do is you space the sessions out so that they only get a session once they've paid it off first. So let's just say that when you look at your top package, it's $100 a month, and they get four private sessions a month, we're just using round numbers right now, for a period of 6 months. So let's just imagine your top package is $100 a month for four private sessions a month over a six-month period, which makes the package $600 in total. If they wanted to do a payment plan of only $50 a month because they can't do $100 a month, then they would only receive two sessions a month because they've only accrued payment for two sessions worth. So the customization you would make for them is you would take that six-month program and make it a year-long program with only two sessions a month for a period of 12 months, which allows them to pay $50 a month and still get all of their sessions. So you're extending the payment plan, but you're also extending the length of the package so that they only receive the sessions they've paid off so far each month. So those are some examples of money customizations. one more that you could do, one more option for you, is when somebody says, I can't even afford the group package, and even cutting it down to $25 a month for me, I still can't do. Like, I just don't have it to give right now. I'm stretched to the end of my budget every month. But, you know, I want to do something. I want to get started. You can offer them a trade. And I'm not saying that you should do this with everyone or all the time. And I certainly don't want you to offer a trade for something that you don't need, meaning that you're kind of doing the person a favor and letting them do something for you that you don't really need or value just so they can be in your program. I don't suggest that. What I do suggest is that they can trade, maybe depending on what your package is and your package price is that they're trading for, maybe they trade 10 hours a week of doing admin work for you, or 5 hours a week of doing admin work for you in exchange for being in your program. And then the admin work that you can give to them might be some simple stuff on email, like following up with leads, like, hey, every time I come home from a networking event and I come home with some business cards, I'm going to shoot you the emails, and I'd like you to email these people this, you know, this response and do X, Y, and Z with them, whatever that is, right? There could be admin stuff in terms of emails you want them to take care of. You might have them, in the case of Mary might create a video and then have the other person do the uploading and naming and tagging and blah, blah, blah parts. So any kind of computery stuff that you can hand off to someone else, you can hand off to someone else. If you offer someone a trade, you'll have to explain to them that I have a couple positions available in my mentorship program, where in essence, it's like a work trade. Just like in college, they have a work-study program, and college students will work in the laboratory for a certain number of hours a week in order to pay off part of their tuition. It's the same idea. And then you have to ask the person, so of this list of things, what could you actually help me with? And then, of course, you'd have to make a list of the kinds of things that would actually help you in your business, and then run through the list with them and see if they can do any of those things. And you can add things like graphic design, website, something or other, to your list, anything that would actually be helpful to you, PowerPoint creation, because you never know what skills the other person has. So it's useful to have a list of skills that would be useful to you. You ask the person if they can do any of those. Sometimes they'll say, I can do that, 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 and that. Sometimes they say, I can't really do much of those. And you can say, well, what if I taught you how to do some of these simpler ones? And you might be able to strike a deal with somebody where they do some admin work for you in exchange for being in one of your programs. Generally, the group program, maybe the middle program. You generally don't want to be giving out a lot of your private time for mentorship students, because it can add too much to your plate and take away too much time from you actually growing your business and being able to get clients who can pay you, which that money is useful for living and also continuing to invest back in your business to help it continue to grow. So those are some money customizations. I'm going to pause before I go any further to see if there's any questions on that so far. Raise your hand by pressing 1 on your dial pad if you have a question on what we covered so far. Okay, good. Looks like I've been pretty clear on that. Another customization you can do for a person is if there's certain elements of a package they want or don't want. So sometimes that means mixing and matching what's in your packages. Somebody might say, well, I see your bottom package is all group. It's a group class. I see your middle package is 2 private sessions with you every month, and your top package is 4 private sessions with you every month. I'd actually like to have some private sessions, but I can't afford the middle package. I'm wondering if we could create a package where I'm in the group program, but I have 1 private session with you. Or vice versa, they don't suggest that, because most of the time clients won't suggest what they want. They don't realize that they have the freedom to actually ask for what they desire. Most people don't realize that. So they won't just be forthcoming and come right out and say, hey, can we do this? Because it can also feel like they're asking too much. They don't want to disrespect your business. So it can be useful for you to say to them that thing that I taught you earlier, which is, where there's a will, there's a way. Let's get creative together. Let's put our heads together and come up with a package that works. And if we need to combine some elements from some of these different packages, we can do that. And then so I might suggest to them when they're saying, well, I really want that middle package, I just can't afford it. One of the suggestions you can make is combining packages to create an entirely different package that's not on the page. Well, how about we put you in the group program and then we add 1 private session a month? And that way you're getting a little bit of the best of both worlds, but it's not as, the price is not as high as the middle package. The price is somewhere in between the lowest package and the middle package. And then some people are like, yes, wow, I didn't know we could do that. That's so awesome. That sounds like a perfect fit. Yes, and that fits my budget too. Because I did want to get some privates. I just couldn't afford the middle package with 2 privates a month. And I didn't feel like doing just group. I wanted some one-on-one time with you. So this next set of customizations has to do with changing what's in the package, combining stuff, or just moving things in, moving things out. Now remember what I've shown you about how to price your packages, or how to set up your packages, I should say, is in each package, they're only paying for the private time or the group class. Everything else that's underneath that line item is a gift. And the reason that it's a gift, one of the reasons that it's a gift, is that it prevents people from trying to lowball you by saying, oh, I want this top package, but let's remove A, B, and C. Can we lower the price now? If everything as a line item underneath the main thing they're paying for, which is your private one-on-one time, is just a gift, and they say, well, if I remove these gifts, is it cheaper? No, because they are gifts. You're not paying for them. And that way they can't begin to lowball you and try to take stuff out to lower the price, because we want them to be very aware that what they're paying for is your one-on-one time, and that you deserve to be compensated for your one-on-one time without the amount changing. So when you do combine things in packages, sometimes what you can move around is you can actually add bonus gifts from the top package into the middle or smaller package to increase the value of the package for the client, to give them extra juicy stuff without giving away too much more of your extra time. Because usually the things that are in your gifts shouldn't be things or aren't things that take up a bunch of your extra one-on-one time. Ideally, what you're gifting is stuff that you've already created once and you can repurpose it and use it over and over again, like a cheat sheet. You create it once, you give it as a bonus gift for the packages. It doesn't require any more work on your part to give it as a gift to somebody else or to add it to one of the lower packages. And it increases the value of that package. So sometimes you can add gifts to some of the packages that you're creating, some of the lower packages, lower priced packages, I mean. And that can be enough to make the client happy enough that they are satisfied with the new customization and they're ready to sign up right then. And so when it comes to doing customizations that have to do with changing what's in the package, you have to pay attention to what their hesitations are. And you really need to spend time on asking them, what are your hesitations? Okay, any other concerns? Okay, any other hesitations? To make sure that they're getting it all out while they're with you on the phone and that they're not holding anything back. Because you want to hear all of the hesitations so that you can create, either you can give them answers for them, because a lot of hesitations are simply unanswered questions. Sometimes, like I said before, some hesitations are, well, if I'm in the group class for 6 months, what if I don't want to be in group for 6 months? What if I want to move up and be in the top package? Shouldn't I just wait 2 months to get started and save up my money for the top package? And as I've said to you in the past, the answer is never to wait unless it's an absolute necessity, like I'm moving countries and I won't be able to get started for a month. Like there's just no way, I won't have internet access, I can't call you, blah, you know, et cetera, et cetera. In which case, when that happens, you can tell the person that in order to hold on to this special pricing that I have right now, if you want that, then you can put a deposit down to hold this price, and then at the month point when you finally move in, we'll start your package. And it's a non-refundable deposit, by the way. Or else what's the point of the deposit? Right? The deposit is there for them to say, yes, I am marking my commitment to wanting to do this package with you. I don't want to lose this special pricing. And that's what you can say when somebody absolutely cannot start right away. But when somebody says something like, well, my hesitation is, I kind of really want the top package, I just don't have the money for it right now. And maybe I should wait 2 months to get started. To which you can say, well, actually, you can upgrade, and you know, this is when people, by the way, and let me just restate what I said earlier. When a person says, I don't want to be in group for 6 months. I actually want to be in the top package or the middle package. I want some private sessions. And then you go, well, actually, you can upgrade at any point in your package. So the 6 month minimum is just a 6 month minimum for us working together. It's not a 6 month minimum in a particular package. So probably one of the smartest things for us to do is to get you started in the group course because that's what fits your budget right now. And then 2 months from now, we can upgrade you to the platinum or the accelerated, the diamond. So when a person says, well, you know, I don't want to be in group for 6 months, I actually really want the middle package, you need to hear in the hesitation that their concern is they want an upgrade. They want to be able to upgrade. And they're assuming that they cannot upgrade, or they're assuming that if they start in group, they must stay in group for 6 months. So be really thorough about asking about hesitations, because half of them, if not more, are simply unanswered questions or mistaken assumptions. And then, like I said, you can mix and match what's in the package to begin to suit what some of their hesitations are. for that matter, you can create a package that automatically updates at the 2-month point. You can say, all right, let's create a custom package. For the next 2 months, you start out in group class, and 2 months from now, it will upgrade to the middle package. And we'll start doing our private sessions 2 months from now. This way, you can get started now, because what's the point in waiting 2 months to start getting what you want in life? And you wouldn't say what you want in life. You would name their goals. What's the point in waiting another 2 months to start getting goal A, goal B, and goal C? You said that they were 10 on the importance scale when we were talking, and that they're front burner. You want to start working on them now. They're not back burner. You don't want to wait till later. And so the smartest ways to address this is to get you started now in group, because in group, I'll already be able to help you do X, Y, and Z. And then 2 months from now, you'll bump up to the middle package, and then we'll be able to work even faster because we have private sessions. That's another example of a customized package where you're creating something a little different than what's originally on your menu. Now, a third customization is time. When somebody says, I don't have time to do the 4 sessions a month in your group class. And so you can create a custom package where they're doing the group course, but instead of doing 4 sessions a month, let's say that your group course is a weekly course. Instead of doing 4 sessions a month, you say, well, let's do 2 sessions a month. And instead of 6 months, we'll spread it out over a year. So normally, if your group course is once a week for 6 months, and they're saying, I don't have time to show up once a week for 6 months, you can say, well, how about we take that course and just give you a little more spaciousness? We'll do 2 sessions a month. And we'll stretch it out so that the course is over 12 months instead of 6 months, and that'll give you more breathing room. You can have more time in between sessions to do your homework or whatever. You know, you can have more time in general to go through the course. And sometimes that's exactly what they were looking for, and they didn't realize that was a customization that could be made, because most of the time when somebody has a 6-month program, it's a 6-month program. And there isn't any flexibility. And so here you're saying, join us twice a month instead of 4 times a month, and that'll give you that breathing room you're looking for. And then that might just hit the sweet spot, and they go, oh, I didn't realize I could do that. That would be awesome. Yes, please. Thank you. I would love doing 2 classes a month instead of 4 classes a month. It just makes me feel like I can breathe better. Let's do that. So that's a time adjustment. Another time adjustment that can be made is every so often you'll get somebody who is really hesitant to commit to 6 months with you. And they just want to dip their toe in. It's like they don't quite, some people need more time with you before they can commit to a 6-month stint. And there's just people out there where the level of what they need to be convinced that working with you is a good choice takes more than just the time they've had with you in the free consultation. And so an adjustment you might make is, well, normally, you know, everybody in my courses is a 6-month minimum. If it really feels like that feels just too uncomfortable to step into that, and you feel like you want to have more time and experience of us working together first, then why don't we make, the course is a 6-month course at least. You know, people actually stay working with me longer than 6 months. It's a 6 month minimum, not a 6 month maximum. But that said, since it feels like you just want to have a little bit more of that wiggle room of this sort of ability to work together just for a little bit to really feel confident in committing to the 6 months together, why we can make it a 3 month minimum. You can try that out as one of the adjustments and see what they say. And I might go, okay, that feels more doable. And then you'll have to repeat to them. Now, remember, in order to get the most benefit of actually, you know, of the full course, there's stuff I would be giving you between month 3 and month 6 that is going to be really valuable to you, and ideally you want to stay for that. However, I understand that if it doesn't feel like the right fit, you want to be able to stop at 3 months. So I just want to make sure you understand that there's important stuff between month 3 and 6, and I want to give you that freedom or that spaciousness of a 3 month minimum because that just feels safer to you. So you'll have to re-explain that part, because you don't want people thinking that they're supposed to get the full effect of working with you in only 3 months. And then you can still give them the 3 month minimum. Now, another way of doing that same adjustment is to say, okay, my courses are a 6 month minimum. And as we get started, if it just feels like it's totally not a fit, and it's just like this is like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, like it's just not a fit, then we can stop. So this is a slightly different adjustment where you're saying it's a 6 month minimum, but if you absolutely hate it, we can stop. So you're not saying anything about 3 months. You're just saying it's still a 6 month minimum, but instead of having to stay for the entire 6 months, if it just gets to the point where it's really clear to both of us that this is in no way a fit, we can stop. And those two adjustments are fairly similar to each other, right? Changing it to a 3 month minimum or saying it's still a 6 month minimum, but if you absolutely hate it, we can stop before the 6 months is up. You can test both of those out and see which seems to work better for your population, for the people that you tend to work with. Sometimes saying that they need to stay in for at least 3 months, that there still needs to be a minimum commitment, is useful because they need to have enough time with you to really begin to see the effect of your work. Whereas the second way that I presented it, it's still a 6 month minimum, but if you really hate it, we can stop. They might stop within the first week, but they haven't even given it a chance yet. So the benefit of that 3 month minimum is it makes them still have to stay for at least long enough to try to get some results for them so they have their own proof that this is useful. That's the benefit of the 3 month thing. Now, the downside of the 3 month thing is people might say, even 3 months still feels too long. What if I hate it in week one? Right? In which case, you'll have to do the secondary version I taught you. Now, the benefit of the secondary version is that you're still holding hard and fast to that it's a 6 month minimum program and that they can only leave if they absolutely hate it. So it still sets into their mind that there's a 6 month minimum. Kind of, right? You're still holding a little bit stronger to that 6 month minimum. And sometimes that seed being planted is better because they're more likely to stay for that 6 months and they're only going to really leave if they absolutely hate it. But you have to impress upon them that it really should be a 6 month minimum because that's the point where people really get the effect of the work together, get the results. And that if you absolutely hate it, then we can stop if it's just like so painfully not a fit. But remember that it takes time to get results, and so I don't want you feeling like it's not a fit within the first month or two and wanting to pull out before we've even done enough work together to start getting you the result you're looking for. Right, so you will have to say something like that. So the benefit of the second version is that you're planting that seed that it's still a 6-month minimum, and that you're kind of banking on their integrity, that they will not pull out unless they absolutely hate it. The benefit is you're more likely to get somebody to stay for 6 months if it works out that way with your population, that saying it this way does seem to work out that way. The downside to this version is that they might quit within the first week when they didn't even give it a chance yet. So whether it's the 3-month version or the 6 months, but you can quit if you absolutely hate it, or we can stop if you absolutely hate it. You can test those two out within your own business and see which works better for you. Those are just two different options for playing with time customization. Let me hop back to the page of Maestro Conference and see if we have a question, and we do. Mary, my love, what is your question?
Well, it's not so much a question.
Okay.
It's an explanation of Merrill's price packages. His page has 6 choices on it.
6 prices?
Yeah. He has his,
do you mean the regular prices and then the sale prices?
He has accelerated, starter, and mini under price packages. And then he has what he calls taster menu. These are shorter programs, which I just noticed were shorter programs as we were going through your explanation. So he has accelerator, starter, and mini again on the same page.
That's not what we want to do. Let me take a look at what you're looking at so I can see what's happening.
You have it, or should I forward it to you?
Oh, they're not supposed to be sent at the same time. These are two different menus that Merrill is supposed to be split testing.
The
difference is, just since everyone who's going to be listening to this call recording is not necessarily able to look at Merrill's menu unless they have it as well and can look at it, the way that it's set up right now is the first 3 are set up so that the sessions are broken up into how many sessions you get per month over a 6-month minimum, meaning the accelerated package is 4 sessions a month over a 6-month period. That's 24 sessions. Is that right? Have I done the math right?
24, yeah.
Yeah. The taster menu, the way that that is set up is it's not done by month. The way he has it written out, or the way we had it written out when we were playing with this idea, was you just get 12 sessions in bulk. You get 12 sessions, period.
Okay.
And there's a cost for 12 sessions, and if you need a payment plan, you can have this payment plan. But I told him that if you use the payment plan method, only deliver the amount of sessions that have been paid for so far. If they're going to pay over 3 months and they bought a 12-session package, they can only use 4 sessions a month. They can't do like twice a week, but be only paying a third of the package that month, right?
Yeah,
you have to break up the package equally.
It was confusing to have that much on the page.
Yeah, you're not supposed to send both
at once.
Yeah, you're only supposed to send one or the other, and split test the two different menus to see which style of menu tends to get the most sales. Because his business is a little bit different, or it can be a bit different in that when it comes to, for example, doing family entanglement work, I can't do more than one session every 2 weeks for people, or else their heads are going to explode. Like, it's going to have a negative effect on their life to go any faster. With Merrill's work, technically he could do 2 sessions a week.
Yeah.
And somebody could actually get through his coursework faster because they don't need to wait a week between sessions or 2 weeks between sessions, per se. They may not have homework. So, for example, when I do business coaching with people, I might give them homework to do in between sessions. So we can't do two sessions a week if there's a bunch of homework they have to do before they see me again.
Right.
Whereas with Meryl, he might not be giving them homework, rather. A person who's learning from him might want to see him twice a week because they're trying to learn a new program and they don't want to wait a week in between classes because there isn't necessarily any homework. The learning is happening while they're with him, perhaps. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't give homework, but if that's the case, he has a little bit more freedom to do two sessions a week than someone like I do in my business.
Yeah.
So the reason we have two different menus is to test whether or not people like the concept of being able to just buy 12 sessions at once and they can use it all up in 1 month if they want to, and they can do three sessions a week. Or if we space it out and say, we're going to teach you this stuff, but it's one session a week over a six-month period.
Mm-hmm.
So, Meryl, to clarify, you do not send both menus at once. You send either one or the other. And for every, basically, you're going to split test. So maybe 1 week you use all one menu. Then the next week you use the other menu. And you just keep flip-flopping and keeping track on an Excel spreadsheet of how many sign-ups do you get when you use menu one versus menu two. So that's you're only meant to be giving people a choice of three things at once, always, ideally, which is why your menus are set up in sets of three. So does that help, Mary, with the confusion? Imagine he only gave you one.
Yeah.
When he does it again with you in practice, he's only going to send one.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah, I only have one, so it was a surprise to see.
Yeah, you bet. And, all right, speaking to the both of you, are there any questions on the next chunk of things that I just shared with you about customizations based on things like time? And customizations based on mixing and matching what's in the package, so package contents. What we've gone over so far is you can make new customizations based on money, on package contents, and on time. One thing I do want to say, and I see that your hand is raised, Meryl, but I'd like you to both take note of this, is that keep a calculator with you whenever you're doing your free consults. Because if you need to make an off-the-cuff customization, you need to be able to do some math and figure out how to price it while you're on the phone with them. So when you're putting your heads together with the person, I often say to them, and you can write this sentence down, we've already said, where there's a will, there's a way. If you do want to start reaching goal number one, goal number two, and goal number three, then let's find a way to make a package work for you. Let's put our heads together and come up with something. So you can say that sentence. Let's put our heads together and let's come up with something. Because that sentence invites people to participate in the creation process. Now, as I said, most people won't be as participatory because they don't know what they can ask for or not ask for. They don't want to insult you. They're afraid that they're going to say something that's insulting. We're not trained as humans usually to just ask exactly for what we want because we have this sense of there's rules in place. There's rules to how this business works, this person's business works. I don't know which of them I can change and which I can't. And we also just feel shy asking for exactly what we want, a lot of us humans. So I often use that sentence, let's put our heads together and create something together to invite them to participate. So some people are more comfortable with this, and they'll say, well, I'd really like this and this. And you say, great, because they just told you exactly what they want. And then you can begin to find a way to make that work. Otherwise, you start leading by example, because you start asking questions of, so what are the hesitations? What are the parts that aren't working? What do you wish was different? What do you wish was there instead? And if you already know that the main hesitation is money, you don't need to keep asking those questions. Once you know the main hesitation or one of the hesitations is money, start offering the customizations that I've just taught you in the order I taught you. Start with adjusting the payment plan. And start with things like, well, how about we take 25% off? Start small, right? How about we take 25% off and we make it $75 a month? Does that fit your budget better? And if you start with just 25% first and they go, yes, I can do 75, say, great, you're done with that customization. You don't need to take it further. Because the further lower down you take it, the more headache it is for you, because you're having to get paid over such a longer stretch of time. Sometimes because you're having to take it down to 50% off or 75% off, you end up having to stretch the package out, and they're only getting one session a month, and it makes less sense for everyone involved. Right? The longer the payment plan, the worse it is for both you and the client usually. Because if you have to also make stretches to the services to adjust to fit the payment plan so that you make sure you get paid before you give the session, and sometimes what happens is they're only getting one session a month over a 12-month period, but that's really hard for people to grow when they're only getting one session a month. You know, in those cases, that's when I always say, give them the group package, the group class, and then tag on that extra one private session a month, because that way they're having immediate support from the group class and something that feels like they're progressing at a rate that feels more exciting. And then they have those private one-on-one sessions with you. And if it stretches out one session a month over 6 months or 12 months or whatever, that's fine. Because at least they still have the group class as a good foundation where they can get going now. So do it in order. Start with extending the payment plan and start small. How about we just take 25% off? Okay, if that doesn't work, how about 50% off? Oh, that doesn't work? Okay, how about 75% off? So just do it inch by inch, seeing what works. And then, of course, you can offer them your mentorship program if even that doesn't work, or they can do work-study program or trade. And then if you continue talking to them and you find out that time is also an issue, then you go, oh, well, then maybe if we stretch this out, not only for the payment reason, but to give you more time spaciousness, that's going to feel better too. So I lost my original train of thought of what I was talking about when I was describing this. I think I was just repunctuating that you ask questions, find out their hesitations, but don't keep asking about their hesitations in a row and just get all the hesitations at once. The moment you get the first hesitation and you realize it's money, start doing some money customization. Because sometimes the minute you do that, all the other hesitations go away and they're ready to sign up. So don't sit there and ask for every hesitation up front and front load the hesitation. Ask what's one of your biggest hesitations or concerns. Start with that. When you figure out what that is, do a customization for that and then see if they're ready to sign up. If there's still hesitation, ask them what the hesitation is. When you figure out what it is, do a customization for that. Once that's complete, see if they're ready to sign up. If they are, great. If not, then ask for the third hesitation. Then make a customization for that. Or sometimes, like I said, it's not a customization. Sometimes it's just answering a hidden question. Yes, you can upgrade at any time, actually. And then if you wanted to, you can create a time where they're going to automatically upgrade, so to speak. So they already say, well, I can upgrade in 2 months. I already know I can. I've got money coming in August. Say, great. Let's set up a package, customize a package, where for the first 2 months you're in group, and then after that, we upgrade you to the middle one or the top one, whichever one they want. So I guess we can say a fourth type of customization is a upgrade at a certain point. If they don't know when more money is coming in, just let them know you can upgrade at any time. And when more money comes in, let me know and we'll upgrade. And that generally makes them quite happy and they're good to go. So, all right, Meryl, you've got your hand raised. What's your question, love?
Oh, I just want to say, babe, you gave a lot of information here. I'm obviously going to have to go back and listen to all of this. It's just a great, rich, detailed stuff. But it was just, don't know me, it doesn't take much to get overloaded.
Yeah, we can, in essence, you can create a chart for yourself. And, you know, one column is money. And then you put first customization to make is extend the price package. I mean, extend the payment plan by 25%, reducing the price by 25%. And then 50%, and then 75%. And then next would be offering them the mentorship program where they can do a trade, right? So you can make a little chart for yourself that you follow step by step so you don't have to remember anything while you're on the call. You just follow the chart. Are you there?
Yes, perfect.
Great.
Yeah, that'll be a really helpful tool. We probably can get that created and send it to you if you feel like you have any suggestions when I get that finished.
Yeah.
That's great. I do have another question, but it's off topic, but I don't want to bring it up just yet. But remind me that I do have another question on that.
Okay. We're actually at the end of our group coaching time, and So the answer to your question about your modalities list, Meryl, is normally this is a question that we would do in your private session because this is about making a judgment specifically to something that you're working on. But I'm going to use actually a teaching point off of it, which is I just looked at your modalities list, and unless I'm looking at the wrong one, we might need Mary to hop on to answer this question. Your modalities list is supposed to be long, as in it's supposed to have a bunch of cool stuff on it that people should know about you. Number one, here's all the different programs I can help you out with, in your case, Meryl. Number two, here's some of the cool ways that I teach that are unique to me. And I just looked at your modalities list, and basically that's all that I see on there is here's all the programs you can learn, and here's some of the cool ways that I teach that you should know about. Let me unmute Mary and see if there's a different concern there that I'm not aware of.
Well, it's
Mary?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Good. It was what he puts as MS Office Legacy and Current Versions 2007-2010. And I was playing a person that wasn't very literate. And that was all jargon.
The whole list of programs.
The whole list of programs is.
Now, in Meryl's
jargon.
Case, that's fine. I don't even know what some of these things are. Remember the point of the modalities list. It's a way to avoid needing to pitch the client by talking about all the wonderful things you know how to do and all the programs you know how to teach and look how great I am and look at all these things I can do for you. Like, we're trying to make sure you don't pitch during your free consult because that wastes the client's time.
Right.
Nobody likes to be pitched to. So the modality is meant to cover that.
What if you would just swap and put what you get at the top and the computer programs at the bottom?
You can. I'm not sure that it really makes that much difference, because people also, when they look at my modalities list, don't need everything that's on it.
Right.
And there's certainly things that they don't know what it means. But the instruction that I give them right before they look at it is, say out loud any of the things on here that you feel attracted to, that you feel like you want, or that you would be useful to you. And so their only assignment is to say out loud the stuff that's meaningful to them.
Yeah,
anything that doesn't seem meaningful, they're supposed to skip.
Well, when you first open the email, all you get is this list down the right, left side of words, and the rest, there's a lot of white space there. You have to scroll down
to get to the what you get piece.
To get to the what you get part.
Well,
so it was just kind of a shock when I opened that to go, what's that?
Meryl, Microsoft Office Legacy and Current Versions. What is that?
Legacy is considered to we say current versions, but legacy was the old style of using Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Access, and Outlook. And the current version is like 2010 and on up. So I was thinking what Mary had said was maybe the better thing to do was just to just reformat.
Maybe just write, actually, you can just delete legacy and current versions and just write Microsoft Office. Everyone generally kind of knows what that means.
Sure.
And then if anybody has a question, about that, such as, oh, but on my computer I only have 2007, can you teach me that one? In which case you would say yes.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Is the white space causing balance?
One of the things
I should put into the table.
Write out some of these things, but Meryl, we can work on this when we're together one on one.
Sure. Yeah.
I want to tell you the concept for a teaching point for the whole class, which is simply that the modalities list is supposed to have everything that you can do on it, and people are meant to only choose and say out loud the things that are relevant to them. So it's supposed to be long, and it's supposed to contain stuff that not everyone needs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Great. Okay.
So we did have one question for you that was off topic, a little bit off topic. And we just need your guidance. Mary and I were supposed to have an accountability call with Enron today, and he suddenly changed his mind and said he had to take care of something with his mother. And we thought, well, this is definitely a point we should talk about because we're supposed to be accountable. Just can't change your mind on that. Especially if you know, the whole purpose on accountability, especially what we learned in our Saturday session, was you need to find a way to work around issues because you have to be accountable to your customers and be consistent. He's done this twice, so we thought maybe we should talk to you about it.
Yeah, it's a good point. Aaron is pretty new to the program, so he hasn't had as much time as you guys have had to hear the repetition of that concept. And so if you recall, it's taken a few times for everybody to really sink into the accountability calls and what they're for and what the purpose of each question that you're meant to be answering is and how you want to use it to your highest benefit to grow yourself and your capacity to run a business. And so I'm going to wager that Aaron just is, because he's newer than you guys, so to speak, that piece of it hasn't quite sunken into his foundational
so
understanding of how the program works. So I might shoot him an email and just kind of do a check-in with him anyways. to see how he's doing because he's just rejoining, and after kind of taking hiatus, you know, for anyone, it's a bit rocky to try to get back in the swing of things. Beyond which, he's also moving from England to America, and you know, big life events like a big move and moving to an entirely foreign country that you know nothing about can be an extra hindrance to kind of being on point. So you add that on top of being kind of like back new
right.
again, so to speak,
exactly.
the program. And so
well, that's why
I'll
we
reach out to him and see how he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to discuss with you first. We didn't know if this would be something we should have a conversation with him on or not, and how the conversation should happen. Nobody's upset. We just kind of thought, you know, he just hasn't been clued in yet. So
yeah, that's great. Thank you for letting me know so that I can reach out and support him and make sure that he has everything that he needs and see if there's any adjustments he needs, things like that.
Yeah, it was a pretty plan. The other thing, too, is Mary and I will continue just keep meeting with our cell phones. She's apparently having – and Mary, jump in here if I don't want to speak for you if you need to. But if you were having some problems with the Internet, we were going to try and do some of our work via Zoom or Skype. And until Aaron gets himself settled in, it's just also neat that you and I are just continuing with the cell phone.
Yeah, absolutely. You can – I mean, definitely when there's one of the reasons I like having three people in a pod is when one person has something come up, the other two still have each other. And so,
right.
Yeah, the both of you keep on going and definitely, you know, reach out to Aaron and make sure that the next appointment that the three of you have set still works for him so that you're still, you know, keeping him in the loop, basically. And
mm-hmm.
trying to make sure that you're meeting at a time that all three of you can meet. And if for some reason last minute he doesn't show up again, you still have each other and you can still do what's healthy and good for you guys. And mm-hmm. I'll continue to see if there needs to be adjustments made for him because he's transitioning countries.
Very understandable.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, we are...
We have our next call planned for Thursday, and I have a couple of people who hopefully I'll be talking to this week. We're just working nailing that down, so I'm moving forward with a lot of reach outs and should get a lot more experience.
Good. So I'm going to wrap up because we're running past time, and this recording will be up inside your membership area. So you can go back and replay it and take any other notes that you might have missed. And I do recommend making a chart for yourself that makes sense for your brain. So each person kind of records information differently and takes notes differently. So if you want to make a customization chart just that works for your brain, I highly recommend you do that so that you have it with you during your calls so that when it comes time to customize, you just follow the recipe. You don't try to think or remember anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, keep up the amazing work. I'm so glad to hear that the both of you are showing up and doing your accountability calls. And thank you for also, of course, showing up today with your great questions. It's a great thing to kind of dive deeper into, which is how to customize. And... yeah, just keep track of any other questions you have as you continue to, I mean, the real thing that we're focusing on now is getting you to do your practice sessions so that you can figure out what questions you have or what issues you bump into, if any, write them down and bring them back to me so that I can help you learn whatever the workaround is for that particular bump in the road. So
thank
keep
you
on
that.
Doing
I
that.
Appreciate.
Yeah. What was that, Mary?
I didn't say a thing.
Oh.
No, it's just me. Thank you for that.
No problem. So go out and have a great week, and remember to take bold action towards the life that you want and to not let anything get in your way. Be unstoppable. Go out and have a great week.
Thanks, Tina.
Thanks.
Bye, love.
Bye.
You are currently the only person